One of Moscow's most famous independent radio stations is fighting to stay independent. It's trying to hold off a takeover attempt by Russia's natural gas monopoly, Gazprom. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Alexei Venediktov has watched an entire media empire collapse in recent months. The state-dominated Gazprom has taken over a nationwide television network, an influential news magazine, and a newspaper. A Moscow court has disbanded the media holding company of Vladimir Guzinski. Venediktov fears his radio station, where he's editor-in-chief, could be next. Echo Moskvy, or Moscow Echo, has already had many visits from investigators, a sure sign of Kremlin pressure.
Our station manager goes to the prosecutor's office so often, it's as if he works there. We've had 8 police raids this year alone. They've taken all our papers. They're interested in our ratings, our advertising revenue, in everything. You'd think the prosecutors wanted to invest here or something.
The wild-haired, chatty radio host has been proactive in his fight to save the station. He persuaded the embattled oligarch Guzinski to hand over more shares to the journalists. The trouble is Gazprom owns a 25% stake in the radio station and has been in court seeking control over another 25%. President Vladimir Putin recently installed a close ally to run Gazprom, which makes the future of the radio station dependent more than ever on the Kremlin. Venediktov says his reporters are feeling the heat.
When an article appeared in a German newspaper about nepotism at Gazprom, our journalist who was writing the roundup of foreign press said, maybe we shouldn't touch the subject because we could get into a fight with Gazprom and complicate our negotiations. The fact that a journalist came to me and said this is a very bad sign. People are scared and are censoring themselves.
Such anxiety is surprising at Echo Moskvy, a station that has come to symbolize free speech in the post-Soviet era. Just a year after the station was founded, journalists fought to stay on the air to report on the 1991 coup attempt against then-Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev. Using a mix of music and news, the anchors and reporters kept Russians abreast of the fast-paced events and appealed for calm on the streets. Echo Moskvy had made its mark. It joined Guzinski's empire later when it needed investment to improve its programs and broadcast to other major cities. Now, when you walk down the narrow corridor where the studios are located in central Moscow, you can see just how influential Echo Moskvy has become. There are autographed photos of well-known guests, Russian politicians from across the political spectrum, actors, dancers, and even world leaders, like Germany's Gerhard Schroeder and President Bill Clinton.
Well, let me say, first of all, I'm very proud of her.
Venediktov is a master interviewer, quick and sharp-witted. The one thing he's counting on is support from various political parties, since he does give all sides airtime. Echo Moskvy's ratings are rising now that Russians have fewer options to hear independent news, but advertisers are staying away, waiting for a resolution of the ownership dispute. And that may take a long legal battle. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Moscow.